772-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You're going to have to believe God, not just believe in God, but believe God. Amen. The just shall live by faith. Not just believe. We all believe in God. But the question is, do you believe him right now? Where you are, what he has called you. And see, he's called you into an arena where you have to wage war, where you have to change, where you may not for a time be very comfortable. Amen. And tell somebody, God's still in charge. Because you're not comfortable don't mean that God's not in charge. Sometimes he's allowing it on purpose for you to be uncomfortable because you've gotten familiar where you are. And God says it's time to move on. Time to move on to greater things. Time to move on into bigger things. Time to enlarge your coast. But you have to understand something about God. He's not going to give you something you can handle by yourself. If you can handle it by yourself, I guarantee you, you did it by yourself. That's something of your own doing. It might be a good thing, but it's not a God thing. I said, if you can handle it all by yourself, it's not a God thing. Anything God calls you to, you're going to need him for it. You're going to spend a lot of time on your knees. You're going to spend a lot of time meditating. You're going to spend a lot of time questioning God, asking God for direction. You're going to spend a lot of time telling God, I can't do this myself. Lord, you got to lift this burden. You got to help me here. Hello? Ask yourself right now, who am I? The two times in the process of your transformation that you're going to ask yourself that. When we think of ourselves as God in his word sees us, I put attention on my inner man. And when I put attention on my inner man, I become spiritually minded. I start seeing with the eyes of the spirit. It's an interesting thought. I want you to think about this a moment. You know, Jesus was up in the mountain praying. He sent his disciples out across. He said, get into a boat and go over to the other side. It was late. It was dark. It was a storm. And the disciples were in the midst of the sea. Now that Sea of Galilee is 12 miles long and 7 miles across. So you're talking about miles. But yet Jesus was in the mountain, dark, wee hours of the morning, at the fourth watch, and fourth or 4 o'clock in the morning, he went out. But it says that he perceived that they were struggling. It didn't say he saw it with his natural eyes because it was dark. And in a storm too. How are you going to see way out there in the middle of the ocean and see that they're struggling? But it says that he perceived. You see, when we place attention on the things of God, right away, another set of your eyes open. Tell somebody, you need to pay attention to that too. See, a lot of people don't pay attention to that. They only pay attention to what they can read and out, what they can see and touch. But there's a part of you as a saint of God that has perception. You know things that haven't been said. You can touch stuff that you can't see. You are aware of things that nobody told you about. In other words, you perceive things. But in order to do that, you must begin to see you like God sees you. In his word. You have to believe that. You have to believe that this work is finished. I'm just going from a position of caterpillar to butterfly. It's just a matter of transformation. But God has already finished the work. So we must think of ourselves as God thinks of us. It's important to surround yourself with the right people. You know, people that are not going to speak foolishness. People that are not going to speak evil and belittle you. And you know, stay around folk that celebrate you. I've made up in my mind, much as I travel, I've chosen only to go where I'm celebrated. I'm not going where I'm tolerated. You can have it. Keep your money. Yeah, no, you can't have this gift. Only where you're celebrated, only where people are connected, where you are connected, and amen, you are free. Amen. But we must be able to see ourselves, think of ourselves as God sees us. Then the life of the Spirit begins to manifest through your life. You release in you then the power of righteousness. Remember, through faith, we are the righteousness of God. Remember, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. In other words, when you believe God, you are releasing something in your life that he's already done. If you're not believing God, then you're stuck with what you have in your hand. But when you are believing God, there are means and resources way beyond you. We have no control over the variables in life, but we do have control over our perspective, how you see it. Amen. How you see it. You tell somebody, stay the course, because you've run into a little bit of difficulty, because things haven't happened when you thought they should have happened. Amen. It seemed like, it's been a delay. It seemed like, the burden's getting heavier. Just stay your course. Come on, I said, God is faithful. He will show up. He's not slack concerning promises. Amen. God knows just how much you can bear. Amen. And sometimes it's just a matter of him getting your thinking right. I got a question for you. Because, see, a lot of our theology is kind of whack. It's kind of off. You know, we talk about how you resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But then people say, well, but the devil came back. Come on. We all, you. Yeah, I resist, but the devil tried to bring it back. Don't shout me down. I know I'm in your Kool-Aid right now. See, that's wrong theology, because see, you're not taking the word and trusting and believing what the word says. Submit yourself unto God, resist the devil, and he flees. Amen. The word's coming back. Amen. With the same thing. Amen. But see, the reason the same thing seemed to happen, it wasn't the devil at all, is caught up in your thought patterns. Amen. You hadn't been delivered in your mind. Amen. See, the word is right all by itself. Whom the Son has made free is free indeed. But see, the problem lies here, being renewed here to what the word has said. So we have to allow that word to work in us until we agree with and see ourselves as God sees us. I said the other night, in a little shepherd boy named David, God saw a king. Even when his father didn't even invite him to the party. He wasn't even invited. He was overlooked. Didn't even get in the line until God had to say, there's got to be one more. Ask Jesse, is there another? In a little fish, God sees a school. See, we have to start seeing like he sees. In a seed, God sees a forest. He doesn't just see a little tree. See, in that little stuff you're struggling with right now, you don't see much happening. You don't feel like much will come of it. But God already sees what it can become, what the potential is for it to become. And so we have to allow him to work us through the process of transformation. You are a butterfly in a caterpillar body. See, God, you're not going to become something you're not. That caterpillar is already a butterfly. It's just in another state. I wanted to declare to you today some things are going to change for you. Come on, get excited about it. Some things are going to change for you. You know, why is it we should get excited about the word? God gave us emotion for a reason. Now, everyone expresses it differently, but God gave it to man. It's a part of man's makeup. Science will tell you when you get emotional about something, it creates what they call a neural pathway to your brain. It creates a pathway. See, if you're just dull and indifferent about something, amen, and you don't really care, and you hungry, or it's hot in here, then the word of God is apt to go right over your head. But when you get excited about it, you know what I mean? In your own way, when the baby in your spirit leaps about it, you get excited. And especially when you start expressing it through words. And you get excited. You open your mind. You know, the greatest manifestation of a victory is a shout. There's a reason for that. Why? To open your mouth and express yourself. Because your emotions open up pathways for this word, this reality to get into your spirit, to get into your mind, to change your intellect. But if you just dull and bored, go home. Ain't nothing going to move you. Something need to move you. I said, you ought to let the word of God move you. Don't let your difficulty move you. Let the word move you. That's why sometimes it's important to get loud on the devil. The Lord rebuke you. He whispered all the time. But open that big mouth. I'm telling you, it changes. It'll change you. It'll start you to thinking differently. You'll feel a release in your spirit. It's not the devil leaving you. It's your mind. It's that pathway being made, being forged out in your mind to change how you think, to impart the word, to impart what you are decreeing into your intellect so it can align itself with your spirit, man. Go with me to Exodus chapter 3. Moses is receiving his call, his calling from God.
Thank you for joining us, Mega Grace, part 24. Who am I? God is up to something. It's your season. You have to remain focused on the fact that you are already victorious. You must know this without a shadow of a doubt. You will have to fight. Because when he is sending a phenomenal victory your way, there is a tremendous battle. Don't be swayed by discomfort, feelings of desperation, restlessness. These are signs that you are very close to your breakthrough. Only the arrival of your provision, prosperity, and fulfillment of his promises will bring relief.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.